Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sorwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about recent Kelowna City Council meetings. Neither of the previous two City Council meetings appeared to have very long agendas, but did you feel like there's anything of particular note that you guys discussed on those days?
Yeah, you know, this last one, while it was short as we finished up our yearly business and paid our last bills for the year, we have a project that's going to happen early spring of 2017, and that's going to be the replacement of the Highway 22 bridge near J-Dubs and ADM. And one of the things that we have to do on that is we're going to have some new storm sewer put in, and we may have to do a little bit of relocation of some of our water services. So we got direction from the council to apply for a DOT construction permit in the right-of-way. So that was kind of the biggest discussion item that we had on this last agenda.
So when will that happen then?
It'll go to bid in February of 2017, with construction starting probably April, May of 2017. The bridge will be completely redone, twin culverts, so it'll be designed for less of a water impact for some of those flash flood events that we have. So thanks to the Iowa Flood Center and the DOT for working together to come up with a well-designed bridge that's going to help the residents of Kelowna. It should take one building season, so they'll have two lanes open at all time. So it'll impact the traffic on 22 a little bit, but you know, hopefully the end result will be positive when it's all finished.
So what's wrong with the current bridge then?
You know, it's met its DOT time, I believe, I think is the biggest thing. I don't have any of the reports on it to know why, but it's in the mix to be repaired and or replaced, and they chose to replace it.
So it looks like you discussed the community center project at both meetings. Anything new going on there?
Yep. We're finished up our budgeting, our cost estimates on the numbers, and we hope to have the plans and specs in front of council in very early 2017, and we are finishing up the bid documents right now as well. So we'll meet as a building committee, and then we'll present those to council for their recommendation to go out to bid. So our goal is to bid it in January and February of 2017, with construction and demolition starting in late February, March, very early April. And then
okay,
we'll get the project underway.
All right. So that's for the entire construction and demolition that you're bidding?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh. We'll break it up into multiple bid packages, but I would assume that the demolition is going to be in the major bid package.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
You know, the only other thing we've got is we're working on a memorial project to honor veterans, as well as our volunteer fire and EMS. We went through a Trees Forever visioning project here over the last year, and we came to a consensus with the community on a spot that would be in the southeast corner of kind of our community center project or city hall facility. And we're looking to do a $50,000 to $60,000 project there as soon as we can raise appropriate funding. The city of Kelowna has allocated $20,000 to the project, and we started about 2 weeks ago with a capital campaign, and we've raised probably an additional $11,000, $12,000 through that. So we did order the black granite for the three monuments, and the council approved that on Monday night as well. And so we'll have that shipped to our monument company, who will do the etching and the quote that'll go on there, and as well as a three-panel flag that'll hopefully help recognize those that have served our country.
Do you know what the quote is going to say?
The committee is still working through the quote. There are a couple, probably a list of about six or eight that we've had presented to us that we'll as a group have to come to a consensus on. So no, I don't know the exact quote right now.
When do you think that that project might start and be completed?
You know, ideally, we would like to complete it over the summer. We've had a lot of interest from local contractors that would like to do some in-kind work on it, whether it be concrete, land pavers, landscaping, and so forth. So, you know, we think once we hit a financial threshold that we feel comfortable that we'll continue to raise those funds, we'll go ahead and start the project. And based on what we're seeing right away, I think we'll hopefully meet that goal sooner rather than later.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Ryan Slaba. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sorwinski with KCII News.